Coming up on this episode of the FitCast, I got not only Jen Sinclair, but also Courtney Thomas to talk about the Bigness Project. I was so blown away when I got to check this out, but I mean, I think you guys are going to absolutely love this week's episode because it's really all about hypertrophy training. I think that's something that we tend to forget about from time to time, the benefits of hypertrophy training and just like, you know, not just aesthetics, but also from changing up your programming as well. So we get into it from programming, you know, nutrition and recovery. And we also get into a bunch of other subjects as well. That's the great thing about talking with fantastic coaches like Jen and Courtney is the discussion just kind of, you know, goes where it goes. So I want to also mention that this program was only available for a couple days when they launched it, but I was able to convince Jen and Courtney to allow the FitCast audience to get a second chance at picking it up. So if you go to the actual show notes for this episode, that's the Patreon page for Patreon supporters or FitCast.network. If you're listening to this on the iTunes feed, you can get a link that will send you back to the Bigness Project. And this is exclusive to the FitCast audience. So it's really cool of them to do that if you are interested in picking it up. But I'm going to stop talking. We're going to get into the episode. And again, thanks to Jen and Courtney for joining me on this episode. And thank you for tuning in and listening. Let's get to it. Hello, welcome back to the FitCast. My name is Kevin Larrabee, and back on the show, we got another fantastic episode where I get to talk to two amazing people at the same time. And first off is, I don't know how many times it's been right now, but the dogs are trying to let you know. We got Jen Sinclair back on the show. Jen, how are you?
I'm so good. Always with the dogs. They always like to talk to you, too.
They hear Marty. Marty's in the background. He's sleeping on my couch right now, and he's just like, he's like turning his head side to side. He's got such good hearing. He hears it right through the headphones. But along with Jen, we are very fortunate to also have Courtney Thomas. Courtney, how are you?
I am doing fantastic.
And Courtney's husband's name is Marty, too.
No way.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
That's a good name.
Is he on the couch turning his head as well?
Oh, no, he's not.
He is not.
Marty's a great name. If you want to have kids or dog, Martin slash Marty is way at the top, and we should bring it back like it was in the 80s. So obviously, the reason why I'm talking to two amazing people today, and you two specifically, is because of the Bigness Project. Like, you guys are, we're literally talking on the day of launch, and I really appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day to do this, especially because, you know, with the world that we live in today, I kind of know everything that's going on in your lives, and I know you guys were up super late last night for this launch. So how are you holding up? Like, Jen, like, what kind of like caffeine regimen are we looking at today?
I am one coffee in and a bowl of cereal into today because it's, I mean, you know, like, I always do this on launches. So you know what this launch is? This is the launch that's like when you're breaking up with an ex or you're breaking up with somebody and you have like one last go.
Right.
Just for the road. And so you do it the way you've always done it. So from this moment forward, the next launch is I'm not pulling an all-nighter the night before. I will write the sales page copy before then.
Wait, was
so
this
now, like, now I've said it publicly.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is this analogy like this launch is like breakup sex?
Yeah. I mean, the way that I have handled it, which is, okay, you hear everybody going, like in the fitness industry, like, oh, if you hate sales copy, then you know, like, this is the problem. But like, I'm still that, I came from a magazine background, so I still hate sales copy. I still feel like it's like the last thing that I do. It's the last thing I want to do because really I just want to give everything away for free, frankly.
Well, I mean, we can't do that. We live in a capitalist society. So you gotta make a living. You gotta pay the rent and pay for dog food is very, very expensive. But
especially when you're raw.
That's what I'm saying. So Courtney, what has the experience been like for you so far? Again, like what it launched this morning, so we're only just a handful of hours in. I'm sure you guys have gotten a little bit of a response from people so far.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been fantastic. We had so many people who were already like really pumped up for this. And so when that sales page went live with that fantastic sales copy, we had tons of people just already, you know, so pumped to get in the gym. Can't wait to start this today, tomorrow, whatever. And it's been super fun already kind of chatting with people. Like you said, we're very connected. We kind of know what's going on with everybody. So it's just really fun to, you know, every Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, kind of connecting with people and talking all about bigness.
Well, Courtney, I want to start with that, because it, I mean, the cool thing about you know, what you guys have put together with this and just like the program in general is that it's awesome that there is a fantastically huge market for this today, because like maybe we go back 5 years ago, 10 years ago, like it was kind of, the trend was somewhat opposite, you know, in terms of women trying to get some, like, this quote unquote ideal body that they saw on television, they saw in a magazine or something like that. And it wasn't really necessarily focused on strength or, you know, lean muscle and things like that. So, what was your thought process and what kind of like spurred you to put the program together?
Well, I think it kind of came from my longer transition over time. Like you said, I mean, I was into that kind of crowd too, where, you know, I went from trying to be smaller to then I ran a lot. I was into endurance running, and then I finally kind of made my way into strength. And then it was more like strength training, you know, and performance and stuff like that. And then I still kind of had, for me, which Jen and I have talked about this, we're a little bit different in this, obviously, but for me, I always kind of did still have like physique specific goals, but I think different than that sort of mainstream thing. Like I kind of wanted to look muscly, you know? So, I started training for it specifically myself and, you know, really just kind of got really big and loved it. And I'm a small person. So like packed on a bunch of lean muscle, like you said, onto my small frame, which was something I had never thought of doing before. And really, you know, the things that kind of mainstream message said was, you know, maybe more masculine or whatever, like having big shoulders and arms on a woman. Those are the things then that I really came to love about myself and really embraced a lot. Then that was kind of how the whole thing started, really, was, you know, we kind of talked about my arms a little bit. And,
that is what started this.
It really is. And, you know, then it was kind of like, well, why don't we do a specific program to, you know, really just build muscle for anyone? Because it, obviously, we're talking a lot about women because that's kind of a big message right now. But I mean, it's a hypertrophy program. It's a muscle building program. Anyone can do it. It doesn't discriminate, you know. So that's really just kind of where it came from, my transition, and then Jen and I kind of hooking up and talking through it. And it's, you know, it's kind of just a straight up, let's get jacked kind of thing.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say our entry points were different because, and Kevin, I think that, you know, you know this, but in our little corner of the fitness industry, in the past few years, and you alluded to it, like we've swung from one end of the spectrum, which was you have to look like this, you know, like lean, little, hot, like don't, oh my God, body, you know, body fat is the absolute devil. And that was the preconceived notion. That was the assumption that women, of course, wanted to lose fat. So I think that there was a retaliation or a reaction against that. And then the pendulum swung to the other side, which was only focus on do goals, not look goals.
Right.
And there was a sense of empowerment in that, in shedding the expectations of what our bodies should look like and really experience ourselves in our bodies in a different way. Like, what are we capable of doing? And I think what's happening now is the pendulum is swinging back to the middle a little bit, which is where I would like to see it go. I was part of that, like focus on do only. And now I think that our sense of body love, as women, like expanded enough that now we're like, okay, so now I can think about adorning my body in a different way and like building muscle as an act of self-love, not because we're supposed to look a certain way. And we had one of our beta testers, I think, summed it up the best. And I just opened up this document because I knew she said something like this. But she says, "The Bigness Project has taken me from basic body love to unconditional body worship." And that is what the Bigness Project was all about. Like, how can we treat ourselves? How can we really focus on, you know, how we feel, how we want to look, how we want to appear in the world, and make that our own choice.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you know, it's almost like just kind of looking past the looking backwards for the last couple of years where, I mean, like you said, it was the look that, you know, women were kind of being shown in magazines or in popular media. And then like there was the whole like thigh gap thing and stuff like that. Yeah, right. So, and it seems over the last couple of years and you two have been a big part of this is helping that trend towards not only body positivity, but strength and, you know, being proud of being strong, being proud of, you know, the muscles that are on your body and just, you know, being like, I don't know if like the best way to put it is like being able to look in the mirror and be like, damn, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wrote that in a piece I'm going to put out tomorrow. Like that was something that I really kind of, you know, I think that's another part of it, kind of what Jen was getting to as well, is that another like side of it is that we're not supposed to love the way that we look either and find ourselves very attractive and have all that like, I mean, I don't want to say excessive self-love, but I'll have excessive self-love for myself. You know, like I said, I don't mind walking in front of a window or a mirror or whatever. And like you said, being like, damn, I look really good and I like it, you know? So I think that is kind of another facet of what goes along with this whole thing that we're doing.
Of the 50 or so people who have gone through the program so far, the common thread has been, I can't not walk past a mirror and not check myself out. And like everybody's squeezing their own arms and butts. That is what we're doing. And you know what? That was me too. When I went through this, I was like, every morning I would be like, squeezing my shoulders. It was hilarious. I have never, this way of training, and I'm from a sports, like I'm from an athletic background. I was sports. And so I was always focused more on the do goals. Like I never went through a stage where I was like, oh, I got to be as lean as possible. And, it was always performance. So this idea of adornment and aesthetics was honestly like pretty new to me. And it was it flipped everything. It just expanded my worldview so much. And it did expand my self-love too. And I'm not afraid to say it. I was feeling myself up nonstop on this program.
Well, and it's like, again, when I was kind of like going through and looking through the program, like one of the big things that was just like a light bulb going off in my head. It's like, yeah, we totally, and strength goals are great. And getting stronger is super important. But like, even with my own training, I'm like, dude, like when was the last time you've like totally forgot about hypertrophy and like the benefits that you can get from hypertrophy training and you know, how, you know, fun it can be to kind of see that transformation, because like we're kind of like stuck in our 3 to 8 rep like range.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I can't, like I rarely go over that range unless it's like doing just a ton of chin-ups because I'm, you know, in a weird mental state that day. But like this, and this is something that you kind of bring up in the program too. It's like hypertrophy is hypertrophy, folks. Like if you want to, you know, just get a really great hypertrophy program, whether you're a male or a female, like this is going to make sense for you, because like I even pulled up the, kind of like the verbiage that's used for it. And it's like, you know, thick thighs, juicy booty, coconut shoulders, big biceps, detailed quad definition, popping hamstrings, curvaceous calves. Like you can, if you want, like, obviously this is directed a little bit towards women, but you know, you can just sub out those words and for like a dude, be like, do like ripped ass quads, like jacked guns and, like chiseled shoulders and like, you know, a booty that's worthy of the $200 pair of jeans that you're wearing. Like, that's like how you can kind of sell it to those people. But I guess the next question I wanted to ask was, do you feel like, because is this just for women that are like, I want this, or is it, can you also make the case of like, you know, women, this is going to be like really beneficial for you physically and mentally to just go through a couple phases of something like this?
Oh, my goodness.
I know that's a weird question, but
no, not at all. Like, I think that too is part of a little bit of where it came from. And a lot of times I talk about that, like with my individual clients too, is like, I don't know if you know that you want this yet, but the things that you're telling me, you know, and again, those phrases that kind of still tend to come up, things like long and lean or, you know, stuff like that. Like what you want is actually more muscle. So you might not be sure about it yet, and that's okay. But like, let me give you a taste of this. And then along the way, sometimes it's like 2 weeks, sometimes it's like a little longer than that. But then all that other stuff starts to come up. One, the, you know, obviously the physical stuff, all those changes and all that physique stuff that starts to happen, like it's real and it's going to happen. But then the mindset stuff is huge, you know, just that confidence factor that spills out. You stand a little taller, you walk a little prouder, you know, you're kind of own yourself a little bit more. So, I mean, it's definitely for people who are ready, but also for people who are maybe a little bit on the fence.
I mean, like this is, again, this is something that is, it's cool to see the transition. And again, this is like when we look at the media that the people that come to see us might be viewing, but there seems to be at least a curve and a trend towards more, you know, curvaceous bodies in terms of the female population, at least in, I don't want to bring up the Kardashians, but like, you know what I mean? Like the, you know, like that kind of like population, or even the, you know, again, like, you know, women of fitness on Instagram and stuff like that, like promoting, you know, strong women that have the muscle definition to back it up as well. So this is something that could help, you know, people that are like, oh yeah, like that might be something that I want. This can help me get there.
Yeah, absolutely. That exactly matches up with that. Like you said, that muscle definition, obviously this is a program built to encourage that.
So I want to ask you about the programming itself, because like in terms of like program structure, like what can people, like, you know, no matter who's going to pick this up, like what can they expect? Are they going to be, you know, in the gym lifting for 3 hours a day? Like, are they going to be doing 10 sets of 10? Like, you know, what does it kind of look like? What can they expect to get into?
In the beginning, not every day kind of thing, not 3 hours in the gym. Like you said, it's not going to be quite that extreme, but it's certainly a commitment. So in the beginning, first 7 weeks are 4 workouts per week. And then in the last, 7 weeks, the programming changes a little bit and it'll go up to 5 days a week. Pretty standard hypertrophy style programming, definitely kind of built on those tried and true bodybuilding style, you know, tenets. So again, and it everything's a split, you know, but again, it sort of just changes from that first 2 weeks to set 7 weeks to the second 7 weeks. In the beginning, you know, it's maybe 45 minutes to an hour. And then as you get toward the end, the volume definitely increases, and probably about an hour to an hour and a half in the gym. And that, again, I say in the gym, it can be completed at home as long as you kind of have everything, which we've all, you know, laid out and all the information and stuff. But if you're doing it at home, you're not going to have to, you know, fight with people for equipment and stuff. So you might be able to get through things a little bit quicker. We're definitely in the quote unquote hypertrophy range. Like you were talking about reps earlier, we're definitely in that 8 to 12 to 15 range for a lot of things. And then a lot of things kind of start off and stay in the like 3 to 4 sets, of stuff, and then increases a little bit throughout as we go throughout the weeks.
I'm going to be real. Like I'm going to do this program. Because, you know,
Listen to this.
But it was partially what we talked about before, but also it's like, for me, it's been a, like not being on an actual program, like a program in a while that like coaches have actually put together. But it's just like, it's like my life has been a little crazy the last couple months. It's been like, all right, dude, you got an hour. Let's just do a ton of chin-ups. We'll do a ton of swings. We'll do a ton of whatever. And then we'll, you know, get back to work. Again, I think the big thing for me, and maybe for a lot of people that listen to this, like the impact that a change of stimulus can have on you. Like if you have been just like basically going in and just doing, you know, pure strength workouts or pure, you know, metabolic fat loss, whatever workouts, or, you know, something that if you just like want to change, I'm like, dude, yeah, like it's like the winter. Let's go get jacked for a little bit. And, then we can be ready to go when the summer starts. But, I don't know where I'm going with that. I just want to kind of say that because, well, I mean, that's another point that people should like keep in mind is like, you know, you don't want to necessarily stay on the same structured, you know, type program for the rest of your life. The impact that change of stimulus can have in your body can be dramatic.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And I'm over here thinking about the mind muscle connection, because I think, you know, because I earlier I said, oh, I've never done hypertrophy, which isn't, it isn't technically true. And I've very much liked the benefits of lifting, and I program for some aesthetic benefits as well. But I think that the difference was for me, this mind muscle connection. And that's what made it feel so much more like self-care than a task that you check off of a list. Like, yep, got my squats done. I mean, it was because every single rep you are connected with your body, with your musculature in a totally different way. So the focus is on this, like, it feels very luxurious. And that was the difference between this program, this type of programming. And I say, like, we're not here to be like, only buy the Bigness Project. I want to say, like, if you have never taken the time to focus on how every single rep makes you feel and connect with your body, that can be this really meditative experience that is well worth your time. So even if we're talking about like adding a set of curls and, you know, lateral raises at the end of your existing workout, like, try it. Try slowing it down. Do some tempo training. The Bigness Project has a lot of tempo training in it. Courtney is a fan of making everything as slow as possible, which I love, because that really does help you tune in to what is working. Like, when you're connecting with your muscles, like, what am I trying to build? What am I trying to use? Because, you know, like, we've got all this background on, like, external cues are better for performing tasks. Like, if you're in a performance arena and like, you say, you want to, you know, explode off the line or, you know, get to the wall as fast as possible, you're still talking about cues outside of your body. Whereas with hypertrophy training, you're talking about like squeezing your biceps, you know, like making those delts burn. Like, you're really trying to engage with your muscles in a totally different way. And I don't know what I'm trying to say with that either, but no, I wanted to say that.
No, so now like,
hey, your turn to make a statement.
But it's just like, you know, we're having a conversation and like, it is almost just it's an exchange of thoughts that will potentially help trigger other thoughts and other people. But like, that was the big thing to me. It was like a change of stimulus. And also like, and like, Jen, you have that background, like, you've done powerlifting meets. Like, you know, what was it like to like flip that switch? You mentioned like that mind body connection, but was it hard for you to kind of slow things down a little bit? And, like, I think you've kind of like mentioned in some of the material, like, you know, some people might be worried about having, you know, a less intense training session. Was that something that you were worried about and something that you had to deal with?
It was. And I did get a slow start to being, to training slower. It wasn't until I actually saw, I trained with Courtney, as you know, we were filming some stuff for this, and we trained together. It was like, you know, I love a romantic training session. We dimmed the lights at the Movement Minneapolis. We put on Heart Radio on Pandora, and we went to town on an upper body workout. And I watched the way she engaged with her reps, and it was a really different sort of look and feel. And it wasn't until I saw it that I was like, ah, that's how you hypertrophy. Like, that's how you grow some shit. Because again, it wasn't a task list, I've got to do this thing. It was like, I want to experience this thing. And I already forgot the question. What was the question?
Well, I think a lot of people that might be listening, like, this is what we've been kind of as our bubble or our fishbowl of the fitness industry is kind of like really, you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, whether it's men or women, like, you know, focusing primarily on strength. And like I said, I think we've kind of neglected the benefits that we can get from, you know, hypertrophy and high volume training. So it's almost like, for people that might be concerned, like, yeah, I'm like the person that's been doing like 3 sets of 5 and like 4 sets of 6 forever. Like, is this going to be right for me?
Well, chances are your body needs a different stimulus at some point. Like, what this felt like to me was a little bit of a break. As difficult as, you know, it is to like stay through the pump. P.S. The pump. What the F, man? Like, when I first I was like, this is uncomfortable, Bernie. And then by the end of the program, I was like full Team Arnold. Like, when he was like, feels like coming and coming. Not exactly like that, but you know what I mean. Like, I was enjoying it. Like, and I think that was a new experience, but your body might just need a different stimulus for a while. And that's if we're always doing the same thing, the body's a smart machine. We're going to it adapts. You've got to continue progressing one way or the other. And honestly, like, building more muscle on a hypertrophy program, you can come back to strength. And then you have more muscle to put to good use.
Right. Right.
And so I was worried about some drop off, and I experienced there was a little bit, but there wasn't nearly the amount that I thought there would be. And in a lot of the small stabilizing muscles, I grew so much more muscle that I ended up not losing strength the way that I was worried about. And now I'm starting to do Marshall Roy's Rise of the Barbell program, which is this 8-week strength-based program that I'm really liking. And it's nice to be back to strength with more tissue.
I want to ask you, Courtney, did you ever think about licensing Arnold Schwarzenegger's Conquer, like stretched out arms poster for the program?
Oh, missed opportunity, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think his brand is kind of like, he's still like awesome and fantastic, and I'm one of his biggest fans, but I'm got to guess, like, I mean, he's not starring in as much stuff anymore. The branding might be a little bit cheaper, but I don't know. Just food for thought when it comes to Bigness 2, BP2. So I want to ask you guys, like Courtney, like when it comes to like doing all this, you know, it could potentially be a lot more volume for the people that are going through the program. Like, did you guys have any considerations when it comes to, you know, nutrition and recovery? Like what should people be doing to make sure that they are, you know, not waking up the next day like sore as hell?
I mean, definitely hitting those two things really, really hard and really, really prioritizing them. Like the training is hard and, you know, you have to be committed. It's going to be a longer training session, et cetera, et cetera. But like the biggest thing that I think both of us saw, and then again, among some of our testers and everything, is eating enough when it comes to nutrition, really prioritizing the fact that you're getting enough calories to support building the extra muscle tissue that you are building. And that again can be kind of a scary thing because we're all so used to fat loss and fat loss and fat loss. And this is not that. So, definitely eating enough, obviously pretty high protein, figure out where your carbs should be at, but just getting enough. And then again, with the rest and the recovery, getting enough, you know, I think, that's something that's really hard for so many of us with so much screen time and we're all so busy and yada, yada, yada. But like 30 minutes even of extra sleep is going to really help you out. You know, you build your muscle when you're resting, you know, so the more sleep that you can get, the better. So definitely just making those things really a big priority has to be a part of this program too.
So we, on the topic of nutrition, we paired up with Renaissance Periodization they wrote a specialty template just for Bigness Project.
Oh, right.
So that people would be fueling their training appropriately. And what we didn't do was make an assumption about what people wanted with regard to their bodies. It's a maintenance program. So if you follow it, you're going to be getting the, you know, ideal ratios, macronutrient ratios, of food to support your training goal. Now you can adjust it then up or down based on, do I want to lose fat right now and I can't possibly wait till the end of this hypertrophy program, or like, am I willing to eat a little bit more and eat in a caloric surplus? And then it's essentially like add a snack or remove a snack. But I was talking to Mike Isertel about this before we launched, and I really like the way he summed it up. He had said, you know, for optimal hormonal profile, you want to eat in a surplus of calories if you're trying to gain muscle. Like that is like the bet your body's like, he likened it to like money and luxury. Like calories are money and luxury. And like if you've got extra money, then like you'll spend on some upgrades to your body. I know, right? And then maintenance calories. So like that's the optimal for any time like your goal is to build muscle. And then you've got the maintenance calories, and this is the level we're starting at. By and large, build muscle, lose fat at the same time kind of plan. Like for the vast majority of people, you can continue on in this way for quite a long time. And that's the maintenance. And then if you're eating in a caloric deficit, on the other hand, then resources are scarce. It is the absolute hardest time and hardest environment to build muscle. So if you're under eating, what you're doing essentially is and then following this kind of hypertrophy program, you will maintain what muscle you have, but not necessarily build new muscle unless, and this was his like, use this, what, you know, get out of jail or use this card one time, unless you're a super new beginner, in which case you can still eat in a deficit and gain a ton of muscle. But like you get to play that card one time. So on a program where you're trying to build, you either want to be at least at maintenance or even at a surplus. And if you eat at a surplus, there's the fact of the matter is that you may then also gain some body fat. And so the way they handle that, or the way you can handle that, is then to do a cut afterwards. Now, I'm going to be super honest, full disclosure, I ate probably not enough on this program. So I did recomp quite a bit. Like I gained a lot of inches. I gained a lot of mass. I just posted a bikini photo, a before and after today on the internet, which was just an odd sensation. Not something I probably won't volunteer myself for that again. I'm like, here, but because it feels like I'm offering my body as up for conversation, which I'm not, because this feels like it was a private experience. You know, like that, the self-love bump that I increased was like very much for myself, not for like, am I doing this with someone else? I'm meandering again, but generally speaking, like I ate at maintenance because I was in the middle of a cross-country move and I kind of couldn't be bothered. So I was maintenance or probably ate a little, like not quite enough. So do as I say, as I did.
Right. Well, I mean, again, like you mentioned those pictures, but like those are, I mean, it shows results. Like, I mean, it shows what you can expect if you, you know, bust your ass for, you know, a couple 14 weeks and, you know, you can have that experience yourself. So Courtney, I probably did a really bad job of this because again, I usually try to, whenever I have someone on the show for the first time, I usually like to get a little bit of their background, but I think it might help you know, a lot of people that are listening to get you know, a sense of kind of how you got to where you are today, just in terms of like your mindset and your training and how you like to program and, you know, the message that you're trying to put out there.
Well, it definitely has evolved for me personally, as well as in, like you said, my business and how I coach and stuff. I actually spent a lot of my life, like I was never an athlete. I wasn't into working out. I didn't really do much of anything until my probably early 20s. And then really the first thing that I got into was endurance running. And also, group cycling, which I loved both of those things for a long time. I still love to run. But so that's kind of how I started, eventually kind of worked my way into like circuit strength training, stuff like that. And then, right around that time, I decided to make a career change and come into the fitness industry. So I still had a heavy focus on the spinning and the running. And then, I worked in a facility for a couple of years, kind of learned some different strength training methods there, you know, different modalities too, things like TRX, Viper, different stuff like that. So kind of got a little taste of everything because I was still, again, I was relatively new. I had never picked up a barbell before in my life. So when I went out on my own, though, I decided to do that because my mindset was kind of changing a little bit. It was like things were expanding, like we talked about, you know, kind of more that focus on doing versus on, you know, just looking a certain way or, you know, whatever. I kind of got introduced to people like Jen and Girls Gone Strong, and started to want to discover a little bit more about what types of movement were out there. So then I experimented myself with different strength training and, you know, dabbled in stuff like lift weights faster and, you know, kind of a different total body training programs, different stuff like that. All the while I was still running a lot, and then eventually decided again that I wanted a certain look for myself, and that involved hypertrophy training. And then that kind of probably, right around a couple years ago, that's when I really, kind of delved into that. And, I actually was fairly nervous about it in the beginning, 'cause again, I was kind of coming from that mindset of more function than anything else. You know, that whole like functional training buzzword thing was still like real big. And I was like, oh God, like, I don't know, like I'm only going to train arms today. That seems really weird. but worked through all of that. And I would say then in the last maybe year and a half or so, that's really when I kind of all kinds of light bulbs started going off for both my own training, how I was connecting with myself, with my clients, how I was finding that different, you know, programming things were working together or not. And then I, you know, really kind of came into my own as really embracing that, you know, and all the power behind controlling how you look. I think that's something that I have really embraced, is that like you get to choose, you know, like I might want big arms and big shoulders and be super into that, but like you may be really into, you know, calves and glutes, whatever, but you get to choose. And then I can then shape how that program looks for you, or, mm-hmm. you know, you can go in a certain direction to achieve that. And then the whole while you get that extra added benefit of like, wow, I get to like mold and shape my body. And at the same time, I'm learning all these things. Like Jen talked about, like that mind muscle connection and learning how my body moves and feels in space. And I just found that that really, for me, transferred into so many different parts of my life, and definitely a lot into my coaching and, you know, to how I talk to people and especially women. So I kind of forgot the question too. Now I guess it's my turn.
No, that's usually how we roll. Usually, I mean, it's usually way worse where I get to like, I usually ask like 15 questions without letting people reply. Then I expect them to answer all 50. It's like a Senate hearing. I like to ask all my questions first. Then I like all my responses right afterwards, just so we can be topical. So, no, that's a really cool way to put it. And like the analogy that I've been kind of using when I've talked to people lately is like, it's exactly like you said, like if you have like a certain body type that you have in mind, like we've kind of figured out how to get you there as strength coaches. Like now it's just implementation. Yeah. It's like putting in the work. It's the processing power. Once you have those instructions lined up, you just need to process them. And you gotta, it's like excoding that, or encoding that video when you're done with it. Like it's just going to take some time, but you know, it's important to have the right instructions in place to get you there. To get you there first, but I think you put it really, really well.
Awesome.
So I want to talk about a couple more things before we do wrap up. I know it's almost 4:30, but Jen, I do want to ask you about the retreat, because you guys just had a Girls Gone Strong. Did you call it a retreat or was it a...
Oh, the advisory board.
Advisory.
Yeah, I kept doing the same thing. I was like, is this a retreat? Yeah, but we met up in Mexico and talked about the future of Girls Gone Strong and in which direction we want to go. And I'm really excited about the expansiveness of it. It's going to be, we've got a lot of bigger topics on the horizon, because I think it's easy to talk about the self-improvement, right? Like right. Or the fit, your fix. You know, this, I'm just going to say this, like the fix has long been like eat more salads, but I think we're starting to like look outside of just ourselves. You know what I mean? I think like especially, I guess at this point in time, in history, we're looking up, we're looking around, we're looking at the health of our communities and our, you know, cities and our country and our world a lot more. I think that there's been this like sort of awakening. And that's going to be reflected in both the content on Girls Gone Strong. And finally, I know that I talked to you about this, about what, when the last time we talked was a year ago, when I was like, I will have my rebrand done by December. And it's still not done because I didn't have the words yet. And I think I finally have the words. And it is because it's not just about, you know, getting stronger for you. Mm-hmm. Like it starts there, but then what else can you do? What else can you, like, look around, like, you know, how can you help people? How can you elevate what's around you?
I love that because like, yeah, I don't know how far we'll go down this road, but,
let's find out.
Yeah. But like, I mean, it seems like, you know, now that when you get to like a certain spot in your career, what you do in your profession, like it almost starts to be put on not just like a job, but it's almost like a responsibility that you have.
Yeah. You know, so my friend Cardigan Mark Schneider, who runs Movement Minneapolis now that David and I have moved to Philadelphia along with our crack team over there, he somebody asked him once, like, is life easier? These are the conversations you have with Mark, by the way. Is life easier for you because you have purpose. And he said, you know, no, it's not. It's not. It's just that in one scenario, when you don't have a purpose, you're dying of thirst. And when you do have a purpose, you're drowning. The difference is you've convinced yourself you like to swim.
Mm. Huh.
I love that.
That's what, like, that, does that not sum it up? Like, it's no easier, but you're drowning in the amount of responsibility that you feel to make the world a better place. And that sounds so grandiose, but honestly, like, if you boil it down, that's what you're doing. You're like, you're trying to elevate and you're drowning and you love swimming. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, this is a topic that I think is going to come up a lot, on this show and the conversations that I have with people. And it has been coming up the last, you know, 3-6 months is, now, there's still so much room for improvement for us as fitness professionals and the way that we communicate and we invite people into the world of fitness. Like, it's still, I still don't think we do as good of a job as we could. And the importance of good health going forward is just going to get, more and more important exponentially, as the years go on. So I'm sure we'll talk about that. I literally just talked about that with Craig Ballantyne not an hour ago, but for you guys, it was like a week ago. So that's cool. Time travel. I don't know. I think you know, the kind of like the last big thing I wanted to hit on is, well, actually there's two things. Like, you know, Courtney, I'd love to kind of pick your brain on, like, the question I love to ask is what's next? Like, what's next for, you know, What's next for you? What's next for the Bigness Project? What's next for, you know, the fitness industry as it concerns men and women? Like, what do you see coming down the road?
Oh, I think to follow up a little bit on what you mentioned, like, I think, and I like to hope that we're going down the road of more inclusivity, like, I'm always big on, like, I don't care what you want to do, but I want you to do something and I want to encourage you to really, really enjoy it. Like, that's kind of my big thing. Like, mm-hmm. I don't care if you don't really want more muscles. I don't care if you never buy anything that I sell, but, like, I want you to move and I want you to love it. You know, like, one of my very good friends was just posting something yesterday on Facebook about some, like, I don't know, cardio dance-a-thon or something that sounds absolutely awful to me, but she was, like, so super pumped about it. And, like,
I don't know, that sounds kind of dope.
That's amazing.
Have you seen the fitness marshal?
That's who it was.
Yes! He's amazing. That's my next fitness endeavor. I'm like, I'm going to be at home copying that dude. Oh my God, Kevin.
Is this like some dancing?
He teaches you dance moves. Yes, he teaches, like, for each, Aaron Brown. Who, great episode with Aaron Brown, by the way. She introduced me to the fitness marshal when he teaches you, like, I mean, they're popular songs. He'll teach you like three moves. So you learn like a routine and you get after it. And it is so fun to watch and do in your plane seat as I,
all right. I got it written down because Aaron and I were going to, I think we were going to talk on last Friday, but she's been like super duper sick. So, that's on my notes for other stuff to ask her when I reconnect with her later in the next week.
Yep.
On the list.
Yes.
So really my point in that, like, just before we keep rolling on cardio dance, that is a thing. I think that there are like a lot of silos in the fitness industry and like, I don't care about your silos. Like, I just want everybody to move around. Cause like you said, health is important. Feeling good is important. Self-care is important. Like, all of these things help us be better people in the world. You know, like, the fitness industry is like, we feel like we're really big, but we're not really big yet. And like, it's so enclosed and I just want everything to be so much more approachable. So I feel like that's something that I want to prioritize in how I'm communicating is like, I want to talk to you about what you're into. And like, if it's something I'm doing, cool. If it's not, I bet I know somebody that you can talk to. And like, we don't have to compete about it. Like, there's no competition with it. There's so many people who want to move. Like, great, let's do it.
There are so many different ways in.
Yeah.
Man, I was just going to say, damn.
Come on, man.
I had something really good, but this is what happens when you do like 3 hours of podcasting on a day.
Oh.
you stack it stack it all up. But and you know, I want to give another plug. I know I'm sure I'll talk about this with Aaron, but this is kind of like a Girls Gone Strong podcast that she and Nagar are doing, right?
Girls Gone Strong, like, originally was, I think, part of the ideation process.
Okay.
Girls Gone Strong is not the sponsor of the podcast. It was more of like, they got the ball rolling, and then Nagar and Aaron are off on their own.
Cool.
Nasty Women Radio.
Yes. Go check it out.
Love it.
I'm going to tune in, but like, I feel like I'm going to have my ear up against like the girls' locker room.
Mm-hmm. It's really tricky territory because it's tough to be as tactful as you need to be and as inclusive as you need to be. And I don't mean like, poor me, it's hard to be inclusive. That is not what I mean. I'm saying that it's a must to be intersectional and to bring everyone up. And there are, you know, there are criticisms within feminism, like with regard to women of color, people of color, transgender, like LGBTQI. Did I get all the letters? Oh my gosh. And it's bringing everybody up, and it's going to be really interesting. This podcast, I think that they're going to cover a lot of tough topics, and they're going to be up for some criticism. But those two really are able to handle that conversation,
totally.
And I'm excited to see where they go with it too.
Yeah. I'm going to tune in, and that. Those are some of like usually the uncomfortable conversations. Usually the most important ones to have, right?
It's super uncomfortable, and I don't think anybody feels ready to talk about this stuff right now. It's like, oh, I need to learn a little bit more. And it's sort of like, you know what? You're going to mess up, and you're going to be criticized for it. And what you do is you acknowledge right. it, rectify it, and move on. Like, that is how we grow. We grow by making mistakes, not by playing it safe and staying out of the conversation. So it's just totally. About getting in the mix right now.
Rad. Cool. Well, I'll look forward to talking to Aaron about that in the next week or so as well. But you guys can go and check it out. Maybe just, you know... what is that thing? What's that thing they put on the front of CDs? Do you guys remember CDs?
The cover notes?
No, the parental discretion is advised. That's what I say. Some NWA for you guys right there.
Oh my God, yes.
So I think that's this is where we can kind of wrap things up. But you know, again, for people that are interested in going and checking it out, the Bigness Project, you can find it at bigness project.com. You can pick it up, and it's one of those awesome things where you get instant access to it as soon as you do pick it up. And like I said, like if I think the cool thing about stuff like this is, and this is the thing that I know there's like a lot of coaches and trainers that listen to this too. It is really valuable if you're a coach or a personal trainer to check out programs like these, so you are able to make sure that you're staying on top of your game as a program designer, and also to add and provide variety to the people that are coming to see you. And you have that answer. Like if someone is coming to say, yeah, it's time. Like I want some hypertrophy. I want to get, you know, good, some muscle mass going, and some hypertrophy going. Like, oh, I got the answer for you. Okay, good. We know where we're going, and it's always good to look at what some of the best people in the industry are doing. So it's incredibly valuable, and it's like it might as well be $0 what you guys are charging for it, because it's like you know, like the cost of things today. Like the cool thing about it is, like, again, you pay like whatever $40-$50, you get access to it right away, and we have 30-day money back guarantee, click bank promise. So
yeah, no, we try
risk.
To over deliver.
We
try to give
do.
You as much information as possible. And you know, if somebody doesn't have that, is it, and that is out of reach right now, and that may very well be, like, you can get a hypertrophic effect from a lot of different rep ranges. Greg Knuckles did a really good piece on, like, what, and Courtney had brought this to my attention, on what the myth of the hypertrophy range, essentially. And it's because it's just about getting enough sets, enough volume per week in those muscle groups. So the rep ranges, there is no hard and fast rule about what that is. It is, I think, important to do, you know, rep ranges from everything from, you know, a max or a near max all the way up to, Courtney has one exercise in the Bigness Project, and she got this from BJ Gador. It's this body weight only exercise that she has that thing in there for sets of 20. And I think by week, I can't remember how many weeks it took me to get up to 20. That thing is so hard, and I love it. So like 20 rep sets, down to one. Not in the Bigness Project, but in general, like in life. Right. Experience it all.
Absolutely.
Totally. And again, you can follow Jen at Jen Sinkler on pretty much everything on Twitter, on Instagram. Is that right?
Yeah, everything. Like, I try to be consistent, so I'm easy to find.
Dog photos too on Instagram, always, which is important for your daily commute. And also, you can check out Courtney K. Thomas Fitness. And is that correct for both Twitter and for Instagram?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Well, I'm pumped. Like, again, I love to promote what awesome people are doing in this industry. And again, I think this is just like the perfect time for something like this. Again, for men or for women, we got to remember, guys. Like, I know we all kind of put away our encyclopedia of bodybuilding, but like, it's time to maybe pick that idea back up and put on some muscle, guys. Like, it's God, like, even just like in terms of like, if you're thinking about like physique and like how you look in clothes, you know what will help? Muscle mass.
Yeah, for real.
For real. So go do it. And until next time, thank you so much for everyone tuning in this week. It means so much if you become a Patreon at patreon.com/thefitcast. Like I said, I don't have a job. So this is my income right now. If you would like to go and do that, that'd be outstanding. And of course, you can make a one-time or a monthly donation at fitcast.network. Click on that PayPal tab. And, you know, again, I really appreciate everyone that tunes into this show, downloads it, shares it, and hopefully you go check out not only the Bigness Project, but make sure you keep up to date with what Jen and Courtney are doing via their social medias and their Facebooks and Instagrams and Twitters and all that stuff, because you got to make sure you're following the best in the industry at all times. So, Jen, it was great to catch back up, and it's good to hear that you made it safely to Philadelphia. And I guess it's a good sign that so far you're not buried in snow.
You know, thank you so much again for having us on. I always, always, always love talking to you.
Thank you so much. It was a blast.
Man, Courtney, thank you for coming on, and we'll definitely have to get you back on very soon to just you know, catch up and, you know, again, talk more, maybe some feedback with people that people had on the program, or just to do some more Q&A and have a great chat. That's what I'm all about. And again, just
love to.
Yeah, thank you again to both of you for taking time out of your incredibly busy launch day. And maybe it's time for one more cup of coffee. Yeah, it definitely is. I can't talk. All right, thank you guys so much. We will let you go, and until next time, I hope you have a great week, and go to the gym. Let's do some sets of 12. See you next time.